Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Ephesians 4:11 says, He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For the what of the saints? Now, what does that word mean, perfecting? It means to bring to its full end or complete. Completion. It's also translated maturity, because that is, you know, whether you're talking about financial instrument, we talk about such and such matures at a certain time. Are you talking about a child growing up and mature? What does that mean, they are mature? That means they've grown about as much as they're going to grow. Right? They have come to their full development. Well, should the saints be developing? And one of the biggest things we have to help us grow up are the ministry gifts. Is that right? It's not my words. That's what he said. That's why he gave us these gifts. These gifts are to help us do what? Read it. They're given for what? For the perfecting, the maturing, the developing, the completion of the saints. For what? Well, if all the saints are matured and grow up, is that going to affect the ministry of the Lord Jesus in the earth? Every believer has a ministry.
Yes.
Let me say that again real slow. Every believer. Somebody said, I just feel like I'm called, Brother Keith. We're all called.
Amen.
Got a call on my life. If you don't feel like you got a call on your life, you need to get to praying and fasting. Get serious about this thing. Well, I'm not a preacher. Well, most people are not preachers, fivefold ministry gifts. It's a relatively small percentage of the body that are stand behind the pulpit ministry gifts. But that doesn't mean that the whole rest of the body doesn't have a ministry. We've all got a ministry.
Amen.
I think it's really been something that's hurt the body of Christ, because people have only acknowledged two or three ministries. Pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and that's about it. In a lot of denominations. But man, the Bible talks about a ministry of giving. It talks about praise. It talks about worship. How about the ministry of helps? Huh? Oh man, how big is that? Well, anything that helps the work of the Lord and that somebody does in faith with the right heart and God anoints them to do it is the ministry of helps. How many thank God for our ministers in the parking lot? Our ministers in the children's ministry and the youth. And our cleaning ministers. Huh? Our TV and internet and camera ministers. Right? Now, you know, we don't use that. You don't usually hear me say it like that. And there's a reason why. Because nowadays, people have this connotation that goes with minister. And they think, I'm a minister. I have a ministry. You're supposed to do something for me. So we don't use that word that much around here. And we don't, you know, we don't have titles around here much. And what we do have is service teams. And if you look up the word for ministry, that's what it means. Service. So does everyone have a ministry unto the Lord? Every believer, should everyone have a service unto the Lord, that they do it unto Him and it benefits the kingdom of God?
Yes.
Is that true for every believer?
Yes.
Every believer.
Yes.
And of course, we're going to be able to do our job according to how well developed we are. For instance, in Romans 12, it talks about, well, in fact, let's just turn there and look at it. Hold your place in Ephesians 4 and go to Romans 12. Romans 12, he said, verse 3, I say through the grace given to me to every man that's among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Now, a lot of people botch this scripture up, and they take it away and say that the Lord said, don't think highly of yourself. That's not what he said. What did it say? Don't think more highly of yourself. And what's it talking about? Than he ought to think. Should you think highly of yourself?
Yes,
yes you should. Should you love yourself?
Yes.
And like yourself?
Yes.
And have a high esteem of yourself?
Yes.
Got a little weaker as I went. How do you love other people?
As you love yourself.
The Lord told you to love your neighbor how?
As yourself.
What if you hate yourself? Your neighbor's in trouble. See, people haven't understood this fully. If you are not good at receiving love from God, and you don't know how to love God and love yourself, you are not equipped to love other people. That's a whole other subject now. But don't throw that away. Don't cast that away. And people think that humility is degrading yourself and berating yourself. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Well, now examine that statement. Are you really nothing? They don't believe it. What they're thinking is, you know, yeah, I'm something, but I'm going to be humble. And I really deserve a lot of credit for all the stuff I do, but I'm going to be humble and not take it. Now, see, you're proud of how humble you are. You're mixed up. No, it is true. Without the Lord, we are nothing. But we're not without Him.
Amen.
I said we're not without Him.
Amen.
And with Him, we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yes.
We have the mind of Christ. We can do all things through Him.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
So He said, He didn't say don't think highly of yourself. What did He say? See, the problem is when you get to believing lies about yourself. You're believing something that is not true. You're believing something beyond what is real and right. That's deception, and He warned you against that. But to think soberly, you know, how? According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Then He goes on talking about ministries. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that's given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching, he that exhorts on exhortation, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity, he that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Is he talking about a wide spectrum of ministries, of services? And he starts off by saying it, how are you going to do it? According to your measure of faith, according to your proportion of faith. So is your ministry going to become better and better and stronger as you develop?
Yes.
If your faith is stronger, if you grow up in love and faith, is your ministry going to begin to be further and further reaching and more effective and more fruitful? Now, the reason I went back and picked this up again, think of the text again. Go back to Ephesians now and read it with this in mind. When the Lord ascended, He gave gifts to men. All the preachers and teachers that are truly called of God, they are gifts from the head of the church to His body. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. What? Why did He give them? For the perfecting, the maturing, the developing, the completing of the saints. For what? For the work of the ministry. For what? The edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. Keep reading. Till what? Till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What kind of man?
Perfect.
What does that mean?
Complete.
Fully grown.
Yeah.
Fully mature. Brought to your full potential. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You know, one of the saddest things is to see people in this brief life while away their time and not develop either through ignorance or laziness or rebellion or whatever, and go through life and not reach a fraction of their potential. It's such a waste. When we need it, we need it in the body of Christ. We need everybody. Everybody at their station, everybody fully committed, and everybody at their maximum development. Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, I could get to preaching on this one. Or talking or something. Because Phyllis and I, we have hurt and we have been overworked again and again because people either did not stay in their place or they did not commit or they did not develop to the point that they should, so that we're having to do our job and other people's jobs. Are you with me? And this is not just happening with us. This is happening worldwide in the body. And the effect that that has is that you get less done. You're more tired. You're more worn than you should be. Because people are, you know, there's a lot of people not even trying to serve God. They're not even believers. They don't even go to church. They're not taking advantage of these gifts to help them grow up. And a lot of them are too rebellious to listen to anybody anyway. God's will is that we utilize all He's given us, and that we eat good spiritual food, and that we use our spiritual muscles and our faith, and that we grow.
Amen.
I said that we grow. That we grow and we grow and we grow, and instead of somebody having to wait on us and check on us every other day and preach to us to get us back up in faith, we are able to help somebody else. We are able to contribute. We are able to bring ministry and service on a high level and a high standard. Oh, come on. Can you say amen? Can you see God's plan that the whole body of Christ rise up to the full mature stature of the Christ? Oh, glory to God. What if the whole body of Christ in the earth grew up in faith and being led to the level of Jesus walking in the earth? We'd take this place. We would take this planet. We would take it. Can you say amen? We would take it and do the work, and Jesus would come back and this thing would be over. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Like Father, Like Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603D. That's R1603D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.